Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, November 17th. South Bruce OPP say a kindergarten man is facing charges following a break and enter. Police say on November 6th, around 1:49 p.m., officers received a report of a break and enter to a farm property along Highway 9 in kindergarten. As a result of an investigation, the 30-year-old accused was arrested and charged with breaking and entering, mischief under $5,000, and failing to comply with probation. Police ask anyone with information on this to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Owen Sound Police are taking applications for their third annual Owen Sound Citizens Police Academy. Participants will learn from police experts about criminal investigations, forensic identification, police dispatch, surveillance, evidence, and the criminal justice system. It is expected to run between January and March 2025 on Wednesday nights from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The program is free and open to anyone 18 or older who wants to learn about policing. Police say due to the nature of the course curriculum, a security check will be conducted for applicants. Bruce County says the Durham Street Bridge project is progressing well and on budget. The work on the bridge, which is on Bruce Road 4 in Walkerton, started in May, and the first phase is expected to be completed by the end of February 2025. The next phase will include finishing the rehabilitation and restoration work and is expected to be finished in the fall. While work continues, people can continue driving through Walkerton with alternating lane closures. The Chesley Firefighters' annual holiday toy drive has begun. The baskets will be out until December 14th, and the firefighters will also be out collecting toys during the Santa Claus parade on December 6th. For more details on where you can find donation baskets, visit our website. On to national news. Canada's elections chief wants a ban on the misrepresentation of candidates and other key players in the electoral process through manipulation of their voice or image without consent. According to media reports, the proposed change to the Canada Elections Act is among several measures the chief electoral officer is putting forward to address the use of deepfakes and other artificially created content to fool voters. Deepfakes can involve replacing someone's voice in a video with someone else and manipulate their voice. In sports, the second annual Owen Sound Hockey Fest wrapped up yesterday with the Waterloo Warriors beating the Laurier Golden Hawks. Fred Wallace has more.
Kara Mark would post the shutout as the Waterloo Warriors blanked the Laurier Golden Hawks 6-0 in OUA women's hockey. Mark made 41 saves as the Warriors were outshot 41-28 on day 3 of Owen Sound Hockey Fest. The Owen Sound Minor Hockey Group Silver Stick Championship games will be staged today. The U10 final kicks things off at 12:30 this afternoon. Again, Waterloo over Laurier 6-0. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
Meanwhile, the Owen Sound Attack wrap up their 3-game Eastern trip against the Ottawa 67s today. You can hear all the action live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the pregame show at 1:30 this afternoon. In the PJHL, Hanover beat Goderich 3-2. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Georgian Bay beat Milverton 4-3, and Ripley beat Durham 7-1. In the NHL, Ottawa fell to Carolina 4-0, Toronto beat Edmonton 4-3, Montreal beat Columbus 5-1, Winnipeg lost to Florida 5-0, and Vancouver beat Chicago 4-1. And in the NBA, Toronto lost to Boston 126-123. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.